Hello, everyone. It's Dee Lawson again here for Dee's Fleas podcast. On this recording, I would like to take a moment to talk a little bit about risk management and tolerance. Today is Wednesday, December 16th. I would like to start with just letting you know about the investment requirements. All investments require some degree of risks, including loss of premium. So for professional advice, please refer to your own financial advisor. My information given is strictly my opinion and is not provided to you as professional financial advice. I'm an investor. I have been for the past 10 years. I'm also a senior citizen. So, with that in mind, I'd just like to start by talking about the VIX. The VIX, as of yesterday, was up to just about 23. A safer, less volatile amount for the VIX would be around 15. So this is kind of high, and it has been for some time. This means volatility is high and your risk level is high. But in order to be in the stock market, it will require you to take risk. Some of the issues you might want to address mostly before purchasing or investing in the stock market or ETFs, you might want to ask yourself, what amount do you want to invest? Is it a one-time thing? Is it ongoing? If it's ongoing, you might want to consider dollar cost averaging. Then you might want to say, why invest? For some future event, retirement, or some other reason? If you want to invest for less than 3 years to allow your money to compound, then you should really consider yourself a trader and not an investor, because you're buying and selling your stocks or your funds, and you're not allowing them to recoup the benefits for yourself. What do you want to invest in? There are so many different avenues that you can invest in. There are stocks, bonds, treasury notes, mutual funds, collectibles, stamps, art, coins, exchange traded funds, and just to mention a few, and there are some others. I'd like to take this time to tell you a little bit about how I invest. I am a senior citizen. My return on investments for the last few years has been just about 12%, around 12% a year. My concentration is long-term holdings of ETFs. My concentration is aggressive growth portfolio, very aggressive. Diversification of stocks and bonds and style analysis is one of the things that you really have to take a look at, which includes the market cap, large, which for me is large blend cap. That's my main focus. Information technology is my main consideration. Bonds, credit quality bonds. I like to invest in high yield accounts and Vanguard long-term bond index funds, which pay a dividend. The sectors that I would recommend at this time are information technology, consumer discretionary, healthcare, and utilities and real estate. Energy also has been doing poorly, but it gives a great dividend. In addition to those, you may want to consider industrials, financials, consumer staples, consumer services, and materials. My top positions are VOO. First, I must say once more, I have a large concentration of Vanguard ETFs. I invest in about 125 to 150 different bonds and securities. My top positions are VOO, BLV, like Victory, VNQ, VT, VTI, along with VDE, XLI, IVV, SPY, SPYD, USMV, VGT, VCR, VHT, VBR, and XLP, just to name some. You also, at this particular point in time, may want to take a look at foreign stocks, more technology, what's coming up, what you feel will be doing well in the future. So if you think foreign markets, emerging markets, Bitcoin, I wouldn't advise putting a large stake into these, but you may want to look into just dipping your toes into these. ESG, environmental, social, governance type stocks. NEO, Tesla, Alibaba, Tencent, and ARK, A-R-K. You want to buy on the dip. You don't buy when the stocks are going up. You buy when it appears that it's on its way up or at a low point. You want to buy dividend-paying stocks or ETFs. And you want to buy stocks that you feel have a potential for long-term growth. These are just some of my recommendations. Right now is a great time to get into the stock market. You don't want to put it off. You cannot have a decent return on your investments by just saving your money in a savings account. You've got to find ways to keep relevant with the inflation rate. So these are just some of my suggestions for today. I hope that you have learned a little bit about myself and I've given you something to just kind of take a look at to see what you think is right for you. So have a nice day. God bless. Take care now till the next time. Bye-bye.